It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. I hope you've had an amazing Tuesday. Great Tuesday afternoon, great Tuesday morning, maybe a Tuesday evening, depending on where you live. Thank you for being here. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the JR Sport Brief Show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm happy to be here. It's good to be back. There's a lot to get into. We got the first four getting started here. Yeah, college basketball figured out another way to hustle money out of everybody. So now we got a first four games. People are still mad about North Carolina being in. Seemed like West Virginia not being in. Man, we had Cam Hayward of the Pittsburgh Steelers upset at Aaron Rodgers. Wants this guy to make a damn decision. Steph Curry is tired. Join the club. Major League Baseball season started this morning. It's 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So, yeah, we got a lot to discuss, a lot to talk about. Brandon Graham has decided to hang up the cleats after 15 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. What a day, what a day. Hey, you want to be a part of the show? You can. I understand we have a new phone number, and it works. You can call us up. That's 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'll say it again for the people in the back. That's 888-710-4ISN. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You don't even have to lift a finger. Now, after dealing with a day of just about every human being in contact in my house of being sick, except for me, I guess I still feel like I got hit by a truck. It's good to be back. Hickey, how you doing, man? You good?
I am good, and I'm glad to have you back here. Missed you yesterday. Glad you were not sick, at least. That's kind of, it's very lucky that, well, Hickey, everyone around you, you have some sort of superhuman immune system.
Hickey, let me tell you, today for a minute there, I was feeling the chills earlier today. I was like, you got to be kidding.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But here I am. I feel fine now. My voice, I feel like I got chopped in the throat. Not the best thing if you talk for a living, but we'll be fine. Everything is good. How are you?
Good, good. Excited for some of these games to get going. And we're talking about, like, you know, Thursday. First four, miss me with that.
Hey, wait, there's breaking news, Hickey. Do you see this?
What? No.
Indiana is hiring West Virginia's Coach DeVries as their new head coach.
Wow.
Yeah, I see it on CBS right here. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So I guess it's for him and Indiana, good that they got screwed out of the tournament. Well, less days to wait.
Oh, West Virginia?
Yeah.
They did all that whining and complaining, that belly aching, all that moaning, just for their coach to be like, I'm gone. Mike Woodson, they were chanting for Mike Woodson to get fired, what, after like game number one? They chanted for him to get fired like last year. Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, Indiana hiring Coach DeVries as their new head coach. West Virginia is now coachless after all the complaining. It's three NCAA tournament appearances in six seasons with Drake. And we know there was no appearance this year for all the whining that we got out of the governor. And so, wow, we already got some breaking news here. We know the first four get started today. This is pretty interesting. If you are familiar with any of these schools, maybe you went to the school. We got St. Francis versus Alabama State. They get started in about 40 minutes from now. And then we have North Carolina, the big one up for debate. That is later this evening, about 3 hours from now. But as I just told you, Indiana is hiring away West Virginia's coach, Darian DeVries. He's now going to be at Indiana and West Virginia. They want to do this whole investigation into the NCAA and the selection committee. Well, now they can just take their time and, I don't know, and look for a coach here. That's it. I still can't believe that was something to be upset about. I heard that yesterday. what is this guy's name? The governor. What is his name? Patrick Morrissey. This man had the nerve. Like, there's nothing better going on in West Virginia than to stand and have a press conference about the Mountaineers not making the NCAA tournament. And I actually looked up some of the issues that are going on in West Virginia. It's things people worried about their Social Security. There's people worried about the measles. There's people worried about the economy. And this guy wanted to take some time to, I don't want to say grift up some votes by telling everybody what a travesty it is that North Carolina went in and West Virginia did not. Obviously, I was not here yesterday, and I found that to be comical when I saw it. If you wanted to ever listen to a dumb politician trying to scratch up votes, prepare yourselves. Here it is.
And I've asked Attorney General McCuskey to launch an investigation into the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee to determine if any backyard deals, backroom deals, corruption, bribes, or any nefarious activity occurred during the selection process. I know that the Attorney General and I are going to leave no stone unturned during this process.
Oh, come on, man. There's nothing better to do. Aren't people looking for jobs out there, man? I mean, there's drug issues all over the place, man. Opioid issues. Well, you gotta unite people, and I get it. Sports is the great uniter. You got to unite people under basketball, a team that didn't make it. A West Virginia team that went 19-13 and just lost in the first round of the Big 12 tournament. Like, this is what we're doing? Maybe if they didn't leave it in the hands of the selection committee, you wouldn't have to, you know, try to put the attorney general to work to investigate why North Carolina went in. Why? Why? Because Bubba Cunningham runs North Carolina athletics and he's also on the athletic committee or the selection committee? Like, what are we doing? Like, why don't you call up West Virginia? Why don't you ask them why they stunk? Why they didn't do better? I know it's the popular thing to do. Everybody needs to compare who did this versus quad this and quad one versus quad that. Man, if you are 19-13, you are going to be on the bubble. That's it. Win some more games, okay? Win some more games through the fall into the winter, and you wouldn't have to rely on a selection committee. And so you want to see what backroom deals were made. You want to, you know, take some time. Let's just watch the basketball. And for you, the governor, don't watch basketball. Worry about your constituents. Worry about the state. Worry about things besides basketball. And next time, just tell the stupid team to perform better. Man, could you imagine if we had a governor showing up every time a team got screwed out of something? Like, who does this governor think he is? Lane Kiffin? Like, you got to... Hickey is the governor. He's going to be complaining on social media for the next 5 days? What was his problem?
I mean, this has to now end, right? When you lose your head coach, that's it. Like, all the wins out of the sails. Now it's okay. Let's get the focus on finding the next guy. Don't you kind of lose all ground now that your head coach is gone?
The head coach says, I don't want to be a part of this crap, right?
I'm gone. Now, see you later.
Now, does he take... I know his kid has basically been hurt all year, a Tucker DeVries. Does he take his kid with him? Does his kid have any more... I guess he does have eligibility. He only played 8 games this year. Does his kid go with him? He has to, right?
Oh, yeah.
He can't stay and be a turncoat, right, on campus?
He can't. He went with him when they left from Drake to WVU. Right. I mean...
Now he's going to go to Indiana.
Unless, you've mentioned this before, unless he's like Baker Mayfield and his father, I'd be floored if he's not in Bloomington next year.
Are you going to sue his dad, huh?
Wow. That's a father-son relationship where if they were a head coach player, I don't know if one leaves the other's following.
Man, that's a little too young to be suing your dad, don't you think? How old is Taylor DeVries? He can't be older than what, 20, 22 years old?
I mean, is it fair to say any age you're suing your dad is too young to be suing your dad?
Well, I think there's a point in time. Like, is it Baker, right? Baker Mayfield suing his dad?
Yes.
He's made millions and millions of dollars, right? He's what? Baker Mayfield got to be 30-something right now, maybe 30 flat, somewhere around there. He's made tons of money. It makes sense for his, it makes sense for his dad to steal from him. What a terrible world we live in. But it makes a little bit more sense. You know, he got financial beef with his dad, and he wants his money back. I mean, what is... Taylor DeVries probably still lives at home, Hickey. What is he suing him over? Eating the last Hot Pocket? Like, what is the problem?
Yeah, that's a suable offense. Can't eat the last one.
Can't eat the last Hot Pocket.
Or at least the player, right, should get it since he's putting his body in the line. I know he's hurt this year, but you'd think the player deserves the last one over the coach.
Right. He's 20. He just turned 22 years old. And no reason for him to sue his dad. He has all the reason in the world to just follow his dad to Indiana. What a world. And we got all these fancy explanations from the selection committee as to why we're going to see North Carolina playing basketball later today. Everybody had to defend themselves. I mean, you got the vice chair, Keith Gill, who basically said Bubba Cunningham, he had nothing to do. When they started talking about North Carolina, whether or not they should get in or not get in, he just took a hike. He left the room. He was not a part of the conversation. What are we investigating? Listen to this.
As the vice chair, I managed all the conversations that we had about North Carolina. We had quite a few. Our policies require the AD of any school to recuse themselves and actually leave the room for those discussions. And they're not allowed to participate in any vote as well. So we follow those.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, if you want to spend your time and wasting... Hickey, the attorney general doesn't have nothing better to do?
I mean... Like, is that one where you say it publicly, kind of knowing there's no chances actually, like, there's no way the attorney general is going to look at this investigation request and say, screw everything else, put everything else on the back burner, this is now numero uno. There's no way.
You know what I don't want to say bothers. No, it does bother me. Like, even if we know you're doing it for show. We know you're doing it to collect and siphon off votes. You're doing it to rally up your base and maybe add some other people who are upset. It's cheap. It's a cheap way. Hickey, he might as well offer what's something that you could give the public for free and not go to jail.
Okay, ice cream. Free ice cream day.
He's just giving everybody free ice cream. Okay, all right, yeah. He's just handing out free ice cream to everybody. What a sucker move. Hickey, he might as well, I don't know, he might as well hang out at high schools, right, and just... what? No, wait, what? You ready for this, right?
I'm ready for the, I guess, I was going to say the punchline, but I guess maybe the second part that adds more context to the first part.
He might as well go hang out at high schools and offer the students, the future electorate of West Virginia, he might as well offer them, what do high school students want? I don't know.
Beer? Free beer? Can you do that?
Can you do that? Give that to kids? You get arrested, no?
Probably.
I was going to say...
Money?
Money for the app store, right? I don't know.
Everybody, here are credits.
Yeah, here's some credits to play. What do high school students want? I don't even know. What do they want to do? I don't know.
I was going to say TikTok, but somehow there's no buy feature. You want to make go verified on Twitter or Instagram? You want your verification? Here you go.
Here, we'll help you buy a blue check. Here
right.
You go. What is that now? For a month, you get a month of blue check. Make use of it, right?
And then from there, it's on your own.
What a world.
Sorry, kids.
Yeah, I've never heard of this guy in my life. And I already know he's a sucker. It's out here trying to take away votes. Meanwhile, North Carolina is actually getting ready to play basketball. It'll go down tonight as they play San Diego State. Went on that run a couple of years ago. And Hubert Davis, he says, you know what? I'm not thinking about a governor, not thinking about a mayor. I'm not thinking about an attorney general. I'm not thinking about West Virginia. All I am thinking about is San Diego State. Good man.
I didn't listen to bracketology. I didn't listen after our name was selected on CBS. I didn't listen to the telecast. I haven't listened to anybody's comments in regards to selection, seedings. And so I know that we're really excited to be a part of this.
Yeah, why? Man, he should have tuned stuff out a long time ago. People are looking at him going, are you the guy here for North Carolina? Like, are you the dude? Like, we know you used to play here. We know you used to shoot threes. Do you need to be here to be the head coach? We live in a brand new era and time, okay? Good for him. If I were him, I would never turn on the TV. Ever. Brian Dutcher, he's happy to be in, too. A little bit different than in the past. San Diego State going on that run. He's hoping for a little bit of a repeat here. They're going to take on Ole Miss, one of the 14 SEC teams that are committed here to playing in the tournament or have advanced to the tournament, the actual real one. Hey, listen to Coach Dutcher say, hey, you know what, first four? Eh, do something new this time.
I've been to four national championship games, three at Michigan as an assistant, once as the head coach at San Diego State, but I've never been in the first four. So this is a new experience. It's rapid. Coaches are overthinkers anyway, so we always complain and worry we don't have enough time to get ready. But at the end of the day, March is for players. So our guys will be ready.
Yeah, this is what I like. Just show me the basketball, please. I don't need to hear no whiny-ass politicians. I don't need to hear no attorney generals complaining. I don't need to hear the arguments about who got in and who. Just show me the basketball. Did anybody at West Virginia complain about what they did or what they did not do to get into the tournament? Or we just got to hear about, how they got screwed out of it. Everybody always ready to point the finger at everybody but themselves. Now, teach the students early. That Patrick Morrissey, go find something better to investigate in West Virginia. I think the resources can go elsewhere, like for the people worried about their Social Security and their benefits. I think that's more important than a basketball game. Man, what do I know? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you, you got to get used to this. We got a new number. It's 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I told you we got more to get into. We'll talk more college basketball. We do have some coaches that are getting ready for the tournament, not today. Some big names, some elder statesmen in the coaching space. We got Tom Izzo, still rolling strong. We got Rick Pitino, still going strong as well. I told you about Brandon Graham. He's retiring, hanging it up. After 15 seasons with the Eagles of the Bengals, we found out that, yeah, they waited too long. They had to up the price for their wide receivers and Jamar Chase and N.T. Higgins. And we got a lot to do. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. As a matter of fact, when we come back on the other side of the break, not only is tonight the beginning of March Madness, the first four, earlier today in Tokyo, Japan, we had the beginning of the Major League Baseball season. Yeah, we had the Dodgers and the Cubs. Shohei Ohtani, Amanaga. Yeah, they brought all the Japanese players back home. Some of these guys were saying that they were nervous to be back. I'll tell you what happened. This is a good chance you might have been asleep. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. It's spring, right? Or almost there. It's a new start for everything. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And we got news right before we went to break that Coach DeVries from West Virginia, yeah, the school that didn't make the tournament, the school that had its governor whining and complaining about why they didn't get in. Well, the coach, he bounced. He's now the new head coach of Indiana, replacing Mike Woodson. That didn't take long, and that took a day. Investigation over, closed. The coach doesn't want to be there. Figure it out, okay? As simple as that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Ben from Maryland. Ben, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Yo, what's up, JR? Thanks for taking my call. I think it's completely rigged, and I think that's what a lot of people think. But my main point is, I mean, do we really care? Is it really going to make a difference if North Carolina makes it? Are they even going to win one game? And even if they do win one game, are they going to win two games? I mean, let's say we're talking about somewhere like in the front, like let's say Auburn didn't deserve the one seed and somehow they got it. That can make differences. And but I'm saying when we just coming to seed, what was it, 68 and 69, is that really going to make a difference? This ain't, I don't think it's going to make a difference. No need for the mayor or governor to be making all these different stupid stuff.
Yeah, he's the governor. Now, what do you said everybody believes is rigged. A lot of people. What do you think?
I think it's rigged, and I think that there's a big reason to say it's rigged and not such a big reason to say it's not rigged. if you have proof or a valid reason, maybe where why you think it's not rigged, JR, maybe I would side with you, but I don't.
You haven't given me your reason.
I'm
here on the radio for 3.5 more hours. You're going to be here for a few more minutes. Give me your reason. Go ahead.
Well, we all know that they did better against the good teams. They even, the quad one teams, we saw North Carolina even lose to a quad three team. Record wise, I mean, so many different reasons. I think their team was just better.
Well, let me go ahead and put it to you this way. This is the one thing that you said earlier that stood out to me. Outside of saying that it's rigged, and you also now believe that it's rigged. Who cares? Go ahead and win games. That's it. Like, take it out of the hands of the selection committee. Like, I could run around and say everything is rigged. I could say college basketball, the selection committee for this is rigged. I could tell you the selection committee for the football championship is rigged. I mean, we got to deal with the NFL running with a script, and things are rigged for the Kansas City Chiefs. Look, there is corruption all over the place. All right? There are people patting each other on the back and doing backroom deals and this and that. I'm not denying the fact that corruption exists in the world. I think we're all apparent of that. There's a bunch of jackasses looking to get a leg up on other people. That's just how the world is. But this is basketball. You know, one thing that isn't necessarily rigged, unless there's some rogue-ass referee out there or some kid who's deciding to take money, and all of this is a possibility, to go through an entire season and not be good enough to get in on your own and have to rely on a selection committee.
Well, JR, you know, that was not my point. My point was that this whole thing with the governor is pretty stupid, and no one should be going crazy about it. Maybe it might be rigged. I agree with you. A lot of things are rigged, but come on, what's the big deal? This ain't going to make a difference. That, like you said, yeah, amazing that you can win more games, and then you would. They wouldn't even be able to rig it if you didn't lose the game the whole season.
It's a big deal because he should be doing better. And I know we don't necessarily have the biggest and best idea of our officials, depending on who you are and where you live. But this is a real example of just go out there and do better. What else you got, Ben?
You know, you remember in college football with the Florida Gators? I think they were like 13-0. And they even beat the one seed, and somehow they ended up not where they were supposed to be. So there's times where there's bigger rigged. There's stuff rigged, but you know, Come on. When it comes to something where we're talking 68 and 69 seed, it doesn't really make a difference. No need for none of this.
Yeah, I agree. Well, this is what people complain about. It's why you call. So that's why we're here. Well, thank you, Ben, for calling from Maryland. I appreciate you. I agree with him. That's why I find it comical. I don't care about quad 1, 2, 3, or 4. We can start doing quad 5 and 6 and do net and Ken Palm. I just want to watch the basketball, okay? I know Ben just called me from Hickey. His name was Ben, right? Young man's name is Ben.
From Maryland.
Yeah. I just want to see who's going to ball out. Like, I know Maryland has that guy, Queen, on the team. I want to see what he's going to do. Like, I want to see he's going to go to the NBA. I want to know what that guy is going to do at the next level. And so, man, I'm here for the stories. I got to talk about it. So anything that's worthy to talk about, I'm going to do it. But I'm not all that interested in, you know, arguing about who's in and who's out and who should have got this. You save that for somebody else. Let some nerds do that. They got pencils and calculators and Texas Instruments. I ain't going to do all of that. I'm just here for the basketball. Like, there's plenty of basketball to watch over the weekend. Like on Saturday, Brian Scalabrine took on that guy. The Greek guy from West 4th Street in New York. Like, sign me up for that. That was entertaining. Hickey, you, why didn't you go?
I would have embarrassed myself.
Well, by watching?
Well.
Could have watched Brian Scalabrine, ex-NBA player, wax a guy on the street. You could have did that. It's fun.
I guess. I was not cool enough to be in the know to see when it was happening.
Okay. All right. I'll let you know next time. We need more NBA players busting. But everybody, for whatever reason, thinks that Brian Scalabrine is out here just to get cooked. He did a whole, like, YouTube series. He was showing up to YMCA just destroying people.
He's pretty good compared to, you know, everyone else that's not a high-level NBA player.
I don't know. What's next? We're going to have, why doesn't some, well, I was going to say, who's the guy that doesn't have a job right now? There was a whole article about him not having a job. He made $9 million last year for the New York Yankees. Now he doesn't have a job. The guy from the Red Sox. He's in the Red Sox, and then he went
to Alex Verdugo?
Yes. Is somebody going to, they going to challenge him to a home run derby? Can somebody off the street?
We should bring back Pros versus Joes.
Ah, was that on ESPN, right?
Something like that.
Wasn't the premise of, hey, can you be a wide receiver like Jerry Rice or something like that?
The Cowboys once did a tryout where they basically did that, and like all the Joes were there, and you actually had a shot to try out for the team. But, I mean, if we get some former pros, you get Brian Scalabrine, you think you're so good at basketball, we'll try to cross up Brian Scalabrine or
he's
home
like,
run derby.
It's mid to late 40s at this point.
I'd watch.
I don't want Brian Scalabrine. He's going to get hurt. I don't want to see that.
He just
right?
was busting ass on Saturday, you're saying.
That guy was that guy that he played, Brian Scalabrine, 6'9". That guy he played against is, I don't know, maybe 6 feet tall. He's older than him, too. He looks older. That guy looks like Santa Claus. He was whooping that guy's ass. I don't know.
A lot of people that think, you know, the glory days of high school are still, you know, still in them.
I know. The Weekend Warriors, people that are going out of here tearing their ACLs and MCLs and PCLs and Achilles tendons, thinking that they still got it from, I don't know, 10, 12, 20, 30 years ago. Just leave sleeping dogs to lie. Go ahead and do that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of giving things up, I told you we'll get into baseball. Talk about that matchup this morning between the Dodgers and the Cubs. We had an NFL player who decided to hang things up. Brandon Graham is done with the Philadelphia Eagles. He says, man, I done tore my arm enough. I'm done. I'm over. It's a wrap. I'm out of here. We'll talk about that. We'll get into some baseball. Talk some more basketball as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, shout-outs to Hickey. This is amazing. What a world we live in. And shout-outs to Ben from calling from Maryland. I also got a message from intern last summer. Remember Brandon Hickey? Remember Brandon?
Definitely. Yes.
So Brandon says he's in an Uber in Maryland. And he said the Uber driver asked him. He says the Uber driver is listening to the show right now. The Uber driver asked, why does JR always sound upset? I'm like, do I always sound upset? Is it always?
I don't think so.
5% of the time, 10% of the time.
I feel like you always bring positivity to the show. You're always nice to the callers for the most part.
Yeah, unless
they the ones that deserve it.
Yeah, they say something stupid. Yeah, let them know.
Yeah, let them know. You have
not
to.
Bad. I'm angry about the stupid governor of West Virginia. I don't like that guy. This Morrissey fellow. I don't like him. And the last young man who called Ben, I just told Ben the truth. Everybody wants to sugarcoat stuff, right? It's like, who wants sugarcoat? Hickey, I don't even like sugar. It's not good for me, okay?
Really? Oh, see, I love sugar too much.
I do, so I like it too. That's why I don't have it.
You're a good man. You got more willpower than me.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep my blood sugar low. I don't want no problems out here, Hickey. I don't.
Sugar will mess you up. You're not wrong about that.
It would, unless it's the right sugar. The right sugar is good for you.
That's also true. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Agree. Yeah, no, you're right about it. It took me a second. There, you're right.
There you go. Thank you. Hey, and shout-outs to Patrick Morrissey, the governor of West Virginia. Maybe that's why he was you can't even say that anymore. Is that, Hickey, I'm going to ask a question. You know, it's not worth it. I'm not. It's a cliche when someone has their underwear in a bunch. Like, you can't say that anymore, right? You got to say underwear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Troy Aikman got in trouble for that one time.
Troy Aikman got it. Was he drinking his beer? He's selling all that beer now.
The 8 beer. That's right.
Is that what it is? Everybody's selling beer. Me and you going to sell air. Troy Aikman is selling beer. Hulk Hogan is selling beer. You know where I've seen any of these?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. No. No. When I'm in Georgia, you know, there's no alcohol in the supermarket, right? In New York, no alcohol in the supermarket?
There's beer.
Ah, okay. And wine?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, wine too. Yeah.
You know, you can buy everything down here, okay?
That's nice.
Just get it all here. I don't ever see these guys alcoholic. I always see local stuff and national stuff, but I've never seen Troy Aikman's, never seen an 8. Do I got to be in Texas?
I think you answered your own question. I think it's probably a local beer, right?
Who's buying Hulk Hogan's beer?
Well, I mean, WWE fans, I guess. I don't know where those right. locations would be. Maybe in the South.
I don't know about that. That guy showed up at an event recently to sell his beer. They booed him out the building.
Maybe nowhere now for Hulk.
They booed that man out the building. Speaking of weird people in weird places, Vince McMahon was at the Knicks game last night.
Can we say sporting a new look? Is that fair to say?
They say he looked like a Pepe Le Pew. He had that Boris and Natasha mustache on his face for a little while. That was before he got the boot from his own company for being a pervert. And now the mustache is gone and he has this white. Can I even call it a streak in the front? What is this?
I was going to say streak. I'm not really sure how else we would phrase it. But maybe that's why Tracy Morgan got sick. Took a look at that new look. It's a poof.
Tracy Morgan saw him and just said, Vince McMahon is here. Whoa. I think Vince McMahon has ever been outside to an event besides a wrestling thing. I don't know. You think he knows how basketball works?
Probably not.
It's like, bro, there's no body slams here. You can't tell some lady to get on the court and bark like a dog. This is not that wrestling stuff that you were doing, man. This is some serious work. Who'd they play? The Heat last night, right?
Yeah. The Miami Heat. Yes, sir.
8 straight losses for the Miami Heat. Eric Spoelstra doesn't know what that feels like. It's been a while. Better get used to all of the losing. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, thank you to all of our listeners, not just in Baltimore, Maryland, but people listening all over North America. We appreciate you. One other event that took place earlier today was the retirement of Brandon Graham. This took place a few hours ago. Put out a statement. Eagles put out a statement. He was flanked by some of his teammates. After 15 years, he's calling it quits. The man has been playing since 2010. That's a lot of wear and tear. This man has tore his arm twice just this past season. And so Brandon Graham at 36 years old, what a life, right? He's retiring at 36. What he does after this, I don't know. Probably sit around and do a podcast like everybody else. But he's done. A 2-time Super Bowl champ with the Philadelphia Eagles. He goes out as a champ. Not a bad way to kind of close out your career. He actually hung his cleats and took a photo in front of the iconic Rocky statue down in Philadelphia. So Brandon Graham, this is what he had to say to his teammates as he was caught up in the emotions of it all.
I just want to say thank you to everybody already. But y'all know I gave everything I had in this. And I don't have no regrets.
Damn. Yeah, well, I mean, what you going to say? You've been around that long. Oh, man. He's been playing football his whole life, and now it's done. He's 36 years old. The guy's not ancient. He's not real retirement age. He got to figure out what he's going to do with the rest of his life. I know he's married. He talked about his time with the Eagles. God bless him. He was able to play his whole career with one team. Listen to this.
I walked into this city as a young man with dreams. Big dreams, a little bit of nervousness, and a whole lot of fire in my heart. I had no idea back then what this journey would bring. I didn't know how many times I would be tested. I didn't know how much I would grow. And I surely didn't know how deeply I would fall in love with these fans and the team in this city.
So I'm giving him a month. I'm giving him until the NFL draft. Before he has his own podcast. He might already have his own podcast. I do remember he did get in trouble. And God bless the Eagles. They still won the Super Bowl. But he did get into some trouble when he was just out injured, repairing the torn, triceps in his arm. And he opened up his mouth about the relationship between Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. And he's just like, yeah, they don't got the same relationship that they used to. It's like, why are you saying that? You on the bench. You're not even on the bench. You're in rehab. You're in recovery. Why are you spilling the beans? And so Brandon Graham can join. Let's think about the retired NFL players who are doing podcasts. He can join Cam Newton, Adam Pac-Man Jones, who we had here on the show. He's based here in Atlanta. Ben
Roethlisberger.
Shannon Sharp.
And Chad Ochocinco.
Who? Oh, with Chad, them two together. Who else am I missing here, Higgy? I feel like everybody. Roethlisberger, I mentioned.
The Kelsey brothers, one retired, one currently playing.
Yeah, Jason, yeah.
Julian Edelman has his own podcast.
Oh, my God.
Technically Tom Brady has a podcast.
Let's Go is still his?
I think it's his. I mean, he's never on it, I believe, right. But it's he's still busy. His.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, not as many NFL podcasters as basketball guys. Some basketball guys don't know how to shut up. Oh, man. Wow. There's not another quarterback? Just Cam Newton and Roethlisberger have the biggest quarterback podcast, huh?
I'm trying to think. I guess you're right. In terms of recent, like Philip Rivers, no. Drew Brees, God, no. Peyton Manning, no. Yeah, I guess in terms of recently retired guys, like those are, or maybe just big names in general, those are the ones.
Yeah, nobody cares. Well, you know, if you're a bench guy in the NFL, a little bit different. There's more players in the NFL than in the NBA. And so I guess maybe that leads to it. I don't know. Like, we got Jeff Teague. You know, people have an idea who he is. He ain't play all that much. Well, he did play a lot, but he's not a star. Here we go. Oh, look at this, Icky. More names popped up. Ryan Clark with the pivot.
Okay, that's right.
And Fred Taylor, Channing Crowder.
Right, they're all on that.
Micah Parsons is still playing. He's following in that Draymond Green category.
Robert Griffin III, one name we omitted. He's doing podcasting.
RG3 has a podcast.
And his wife. I think he has maybe one, possibly two or three. But him and his wife have a podcast together.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, 2 years ago, November 20, 2023, New York Times did an article. The Kelsey brothers and other NFL players discover the power of podcasts. I wonder how many years it's going to take until people just go, yeah, a lot of this is just oversaturated at this point in time. But I could see Brandon Graham starting a podcast. I don't know. What else? Hickey, what do you do at 36 when you retire?
I would relax. I mean,
yeah, you gotta kick the feet up. But you got to do something eventually, right?
I mean, I'm assuming he'll do something Eagles related. He had that, you know, the radio show that you mentioned, he got in trouble on 94 WIP.
Yes.
Probably, right. Would you assume that stays, or maybe he becomes, you know, more featured during the season?
Yeah, he'll do media. Why not? He's a talker.
He's a talker.
He'll get into media. And good for Brandon Graham. Two Super Bowl championships, a 15-year career with one NFL team. That is what you call a dream career. Now the Philadelphia Eagles have to go out and continue to figure out their future. One guy who's going to have to absolutely step up is Bryce Huff. This guy had 10 sacks for the New York Jets. They bring him over last year. He doesn't even see the field. He finishes the year with 2.5 sacks. Now, if he doesn't show up, they have already brought in Azeez Ojulari, who played at Georgia. It's like the Philadelphia Eagles want every single player that's come out of Athens, Georgia. Ojulari played for the Giants, and now he's a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. That's now Jalen Carter, N'Kobe Dean, Aringo, Asine, Davis. How many more Georgia Bulldogs can they fit on that team and that roster? I know a lot of people will take a look at the Eagles and go, oh, man, look at all the players they lost and guys retired and got guys signing with the Patriots and trading guys away. No. The Eagles will be perfectly fine. The Philadelphia Eagles will still be one of the favorites to go ahead and ultimately hoist the Vince Lombardi trophy again. And that's all that we got to worry about. Hickey, you think they've lost too much? I think they got younger. They were already stacked.
Right, and we've talked about before, a lot of those young guys played. I think they're fine. I'm not too concerned. They've had great depth. They draft really well. They develop really well. Sure, maybe some young guys in new places and more responsibility. I have no concerns right now about the Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles are perfectly fine. And this is not the San Francisco 49ers. Now, them, you might have some cause for concern. And, oh, yeah, by the way, now that I think about it, we still don't have a contract for Brock Purdy. He still doesn't have a deal. Like, is he getting 40, 45? Is he getting 50? You let go of all that talent. Move on from so many guys on that defense. What is Brock Purdy's contract going to look like? I guess we'll find out sometime between now and the NFL draft. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. The first four of March Madness is underway. St. Francis is leading Alabama State 14-10. About halfway here through the first. We'll keep you up to date on this game. We'll keep you up to date on everything going on. When we come back, we'll talk about another quarterback. He doesn't even know if he's going to play or not. And there's a Pittsburgh Steeler who's mad at him. We'll get into Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk some Major League Baseball, some more basketball. We got you covered. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.